AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Evidence of what appears to be deliberate killings of civilians in Ukraine is prompting a fresh wave of condemnation for Russia and its invasion. Liz Throssell is a spokesperson for the UN Commissioner for Human Rights.
The images of civilians lying dead on the streets and in improvised graves in the town of Bucha in Ukraine are horrifying. Reports emerging from this and other areas raise serious and disturbing questions about possible war crimes, grave breaches of international humanitarian law, and serious violations of international human rights law.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is denying Russian forces have committed atrocities, calling the claims a staged provocation. Ukrainian officials say the bodies of 410 civilians were found in towns around the capital, recaptured from Russian forces in recent days. Meanwhile, Spain's civil guard, along with U.S. federal agents, have seized a mega-yacht owned by an oligarch with close ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The capture of the yacht is the first in the government's sanctions enforcement initiative to seize and freeze giant boats and other pricey assets of Russian elites. The law enforcement officers descended on the yacht at the Marina Real in the port of Palma de Mallorca. Associated Press reporters there saw police going in and out of the boat. The U.S. Justice Department and the Treasury Department have launched sanctions enforcement initiatives to seize and freeze giant boats and other pricey assets of Russian elites after Russia invaded Ukraine in late February. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Stocks are off to a mixed start on Wall Street, but shares of Twitter soared 22% after the company disclosed that Tesla CEO Elon Musk has taken a 9.2% stake in the social media platform. This is AP News. South Carolina has claimed its second NCAA women's basketball championship. AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
Destiny Henderson scored a career-high 26 points, and Aaliyah Boston had a double-double as the Gamecocks shut down UConn 64-49. Boston finished with 11 points and 16 rebounds to help South Carolina become the first team to beat UConn in 12 NCAA title games.
Coach A did a great job of scheduling us a hard non-conference schedule, which kept us prepared, and we were able to fight through all of those games, and so it just showed how determined we were to continue to be successful.
The Gamecocks out-rebounded the Huskies by 49-24, including a 21-6 advantage on the offensive glass. Connecticut shot just 4-for-16 from three-point range. Paige Beckers was the lone Husky to score in double figures, finishing with 14. I'm Dave Ferry.
Two familiar teams vie for the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship tonight, Kansas and North Carolina. Tip-off 9:20 Eastern Time. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price, exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.